Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. Next, we turn once again to housing, because on Drive Time, we've been hearing from you, the listeners, people who don't feel like they fit into the government's Housing for All plan, which has promised to lift Ireland from the housing crisis. Last week, in a very moving interview, Sandra Collins spoke to us about her experience as a renter who was forced into homelessness for a time, despite having a very serious medical condition. She described how she fears for her future, relying on the private rental market for security, when she knows her condition will deteriorate. Here's some of what she told us last week.
So my condition is called von Hippel-Lindau syndrome, VHL, people call it, but it's a chronic tumour condition. So what it is people develop tumours in their kidneys, pancreas, adrenal gland, spine, in the brain. So my mom died when she was 41 and I had just turned 11. Two sisters were 44 when they passed away, and I'm 41 now. So if I live till I'm 44, 45, then I'll probably be the oldest person in my particular family to live from it. I have HAP accommodation. I get assistance with HAP, but I still am on hold to a landlord. So when they decide to, you know, sell up, I'm gone again, and I have nowhere else to go but back to the homeless shelter.
You can't get a mortgage because of your life insurance situation, and your family is gone, your immediate family,
yeah.
So that support system is gone.
For me, what would help me is to just get, like, to have an apartment from DCC that I would just pay the rent on. So I need completely security, and that's what would support me and help me along the way.
Now, Sandra applied to Dublin City Council for medical priority on the housing waiting list, and she joins us now with an update. Sandra, you're very welcome back to Drive Time. I should tell you, and you probably know, you've heard the remarks and the text, but we were inundated with goodwill and good wishes for yourself, people remarking how much you had achieved and endured. But you've received a letter from the council. They said to you that you didn't demonstrate that your current accommodation is unsuitable. Is that right?
Yeah, Cormacan, thanks very much for having me back on. Yeah, I received a letter yesterday from Dublin City Council to say that unfortunately my application for accommodation based on medical priority was unsuccessful. And it was due to the fact that where I'm living now was suitable, and I was able to walk around and move around. And once I was able to go to my kitchen and my bathroom, then actually it was suitable for where I am and I would not be put on a priority list.
And what's your reaction to that?
Honestly, I was completely deflated. Although deep down somewhere in my mind, I knew it was coming because I had looked into it before, and I knew housing priority on medical grounds is usually based on people being, like, disabled or physically, you know, if they had any physically challenged. So it's not really a medical priority. It's a, you know, disability priority list. And that's very different than a medical priority. So I was extremely, deflated, disappointed, and was really hurt by the fact that, again, in a system where I just wasn't seen as a person, and felt that, like, yes, I was sick, but I'm just not sick enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, really disheartening and really horrible to hear.
The difficult part is you were outlining to them your serious medical condition and how it could deteriorate. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So I've given all my medical condition based on that I had a kidney removal and I've had my adrenal glands removed, two major surgeries. But my next surgery will be to take my other kidney out, which will leave me dialysis dependent. And also will have a complete removal of my pancreas. Because of where the tumours are in my pancreas, it's awkward to just take half of it, to take the whole lot of it. So it will also leave me insulin dependent. So I will be dialysis dependent, insulin dependent, and also just, you know, and with all the, you know, challenges that comes with that. So, and then in my condition, like in the pattern of my family, it's more than likely that I will get a brain tumour. So it's not, oh, you could get a brain tumour. You know, there's a higher risk of me getting a brain tumour than that is for you. So my medical condition will deteriorate. Like I mentioned last week, I will die from this. There is no medical cure. I can't get a transplant because I will always have, you know, cancer growing inside my body. And it was just like, it was like I was absolutely distraught yesterday when I got it. And it just wasn't nice to hear.
Yeah. Sandra, stay with me if you don't mind for a moment. Yeah. I want to speak with Dahi Doolan, who's Sinn Féin group leader on Dublin City Council. Dahi Doolan, you're very welcome to the programme. It's almost like Dublin City Council is blind to what was written in the application from Sandra.
Well, first of all, I have to applaud Sandra for coming out. It takes great guts at a time when she's being vulnerable to come out and highlight this issue. And I know Sandra's case. She came to me back in May. And sadly, this is not unique to Sandra. That's the unfortunate thing, because the housing crisis is really having a clear and negative impact on people's lives. It is now becoming a health, a life and death situation for Dublin people, and that's a disgrace.
But hang on a second, there are very few cases, I would put to you, that are as serious as
Absolutely.
Sandra's case.
And I would come back, with all due respect, I deal with cases every day of the week, many of them heartbreaking, many of them threats to health and safety, and I deal with many cases like Sandra, and unfortunately, they're not getting priority because out of, and I say this to every constituent who comes to me. I don't have a magic wand. I don't have a bag of fairies.
Okay, but let's not speak in generality.
Just
in relation to Sandra's case, is there anything you can do or the council can do for Sandra?
Well, out of any 100 cases that make an application, very few get it, unfortunately. I wish more would. I wish we could accommodate. But in Sandra's case, I will redouble my efforts and I will assure Sandra, I will work day and night trying to ensure that she gets priority.
Okay.
Because I will work with her on a fresh application. I will meet with her, as I do with constituents, to make a fresh application that's more robust and more focused to ensure that the people who make the decision, the panel that make the decision, hear it loud and clear.
Okay.
It's not good enough to turn Sandra down for priority. We need to be taking into consideration the long-term effects of this decision.
Okay.
This is not just a short-term effect, it's a long-term effect. We need to be looking at Sandra.
Councillor Dahi Doolan, thank you very much indeed. Before I let you go, Sandra, and we will keep an eye on this and keep progress on it, have you raised this with any TD, any minister?
Yeah, so I have been I've been emailing the Housing Committee the last couple of weeks just about my situation, and very few have responded back to me. I did work with Dahi Doolan back in May when I was trying to get out of the homeless shelter and I needed somebody to pick up my application and pass that on. And then I've also had some positive feedback from Keane O'Callaghan, who just kind of got on to me today. But other than that, no, I haven't had, although I have reached out to many, I have not had any kind of support system at all put in place. So again, it just puts me back into that deflated, what do I do? What's the point?
Okay, well, look, that will be brought up by Councillor Dahi Doolan, at least, he says. Sandra Collins, you're in a terrible predicament and I'm really sorry for you. But I promise we on this programme will keep an eye on it and see if it is being progressed in any way possible. But thank you very much indeed again for talking to us on Drive Time, and we'll talk to you quite soon again.